listening to Be Still and Know, a ministry of Carmen United Church in Sydney Mines. My name is Reverend Nick Phillips, and today we are looking at John chapter 19, verses 16 to 22. But before we begin, I invite you to join me in prayer. Lord, may we come with rejoicing here this morning. May your Spirit be upon us as we surround ourselves with your word, your hope, and your love in our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, you who are our rock, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Have you ever had one of those days where you kind of jump out of bed and like, this is going to be the best day ever? Right? And for the most part, it will tend to be. That is until at the end of the day, late at night, you find yourself in the emergency room. You ever had one of those days? I have. I think back to vacation a number of years ago, and we were going to have a great day. We were going to go to the beach. We were going to have a nice dinner. We were going to visit with some friends. And we did all those things, and we had a good day. But through the afternoon, I started to feel some pain. And it was okay. Just, you know, I pulled a muscle. I was throwing the kids in the waves and stuff. But it kept growing, and when we got back to the cottage to rest for the night, the pain kept growing and growing. And next thing I know, I'm in the ER, and my kidney stones have returned. So yeah, it took some of the shine off of the rest of the great day we had together. It didn't quite turn out as we expected. Now, this isn't going to be a message on the finer points of kidney stones. It's just to point out that days don't always turn out the way that we think they might. You know, we have that great hope when we jump out of bed in the morning. Today is going to be the day. But, of course, other things will sometimes happen. In some ways, a morning like today at Palm Sunday is kind of like one of those days. We started the service. We were waving our palm branches. We were excited to be singing about Jesus. We were singing our praise to him as he returns to Jerusalem. And he's walking in all victorious. The crowd is cheering or shouting out, "Save us, Jesus," and all these great things. But how quickly we go, especially in this hour, it seems, that we go from that joy of the palms to reflecting on the cross. We go from that joy to kind of one of darkness, maybe, for lack of a better word. And this morning, I think about yesterday, all those March for Our Lives that happened across the world, and so many in the United States, and so many people. Like, I don't know, I didn't hear any numbers, but I'm guessing it had to be in the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, in the States, attending all those marches. And seeing all those teenagers, those kids, getting up and sharing passionately and painfully their experience of gun violence in their lives and in their schools. I think about how they got there, and just they're so driven to change the world right now. They want no other kids, no other families, no other schools to ever have to go through what they experienced. And as I was watching them, I only got to watch a little bit, but I was so impressed with how well they spoke. These kids, they showed a maturity much more than we might expect from someone their age. They sounded older. But I suppose that's what happens when you're forced to grow up and deal with things the kids should never have to deal with. I'm sure when they all get out of bed on Valentine's Day just a few weeks ago, it never crossed their minds that they would lose 17 friends in a matter of a few minutes. And why should they? Why should it ever enter their minds that would happen? But it happened. And now they're standing together and they're fighting back against the evil. They fight back against their nightmares, their PTSD. They even fight their own government in places to try to change the world. Try to fight things that it seems like no one else is willing to fight. So this day that is known to be one of love, Valentine's Day, a day of love and romance, it's been forever changed for these kids to be one of loss and mourning, all in the span of a couple of hours. A great day turned to be a day of great pain for them. The days can change quickly from what people and what we hope they will be. And when we look at Jesus on Palm Sunday, we think that things change quickly for him too. He rides into the city, he's celebrated, he's cheered, he's revered. All these wonderful things as he enters the city. People are lined in the streets, cheering for him. And then the next thing we know in our scripture reading, he's heading to the cross to be crucified after this joke of a trial and a vicious beating. Over the last few weeks through Lent, we've been looking at those last few hours of Jesus, from the Last Supper to what we read this morning, Jesus on the cross. Jesus dragging his cross up the hillside, crucified with common criminals on either side of him. Even though through cross-examination from various leaders and authorities, they found no crime with which they could charge him. Not a single thing. Now we skipped over those first few verses of Psalm 19 and jumped in at verse 16. But what happened in those 16 verses is that Jesus was beaten. He was mocked. Pilate, on a number of occasions, took Jesus back out and said and tried to release him. Yet the Jewish leaders, they would have none of it. Every time Pilate brought Jesus back out to release him, they would shout back at Pilate to finish the job he started. And so that brings us to this morning, Jesus on the cross. Now, as far as timeline goes, I guess we're a few days early for that because we're not quite at Friday. But this is an acknowledgement we make today. We make it every Palm Sunday. Despite our joy of how we start the day, the celebration, those cheers go eerily quiet, silent, as Jesus makes his way to the cross. And if we're feeling a little bit uncomfortable today, with the rapid transition from celebration to mourning, then maybe we should be. Jesus does not end up on the cross because he's a bad man. He's not there because he broke the law. He's not there because he's a sinner. He's far from it. Jesus is the only perfect human being who has ever walked this earth and will be the only perfect human being who will walk this earth. Yet, he's paying the price for a crime he didn't even commit. How is this fair, we might ask? Well, it's not. It's not fair at all. What we need to remember, though, is that this was always part of the plan. God was sending his Son, the Messiah, the Savior, the one who would save people and bring them back into relationship with God, the Father. This God sent Jesus into the world to do these things. But in order for it all to be fulfilled, certain things had to happen. And we read about these things in the Bible. You might say, yes, we've been reading these last few hours of Jesus' life for the last 6-7 weeks here at church. Yeah, we know that these things had to happen. We read about them. But there's more than what's just in the New Testament. There's many examples in the Old Testament pointing to what Jesus had to endure in order to save the world. We'll just look at a number of verses from Isaiah in chapters 52 and 53. It says, "See, my servant will act wisely. He'll be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any human being, and his form marred beyond human likeness. So he will sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths because of him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as sheep before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for our sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for all. That's just a couple of verses of an example from the Old Testament, letting us know about the big plans God had for Jesus. And there are many more. All of them pointing to Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross. A moment to be remembered and most certainly to be reflected upon. Now, when you look at our reading today, what's interesting is that Pilate put a sign at the top of the cross. He wrote it in three languages, and it said, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Pilate repeatedly calls Jesus the King of the Jews through their interactions. When he presented Jesus before the crowds, he referred to him as their king. And each time he did that, it drove the Jewish leaders crazy. And they pushed back harder to have him crucified. One might wonder, was Pilate playing a game with them? Or did he believe that Jesus was this king they were waiting for? What had Pilate been hearing? Clearly, as a Roman, he wasn't looking for Messiah. But it seems something about Jesus pushed him to call him king, gave him reason to call him king. Now, Romans, they had their own gods. They had their own king. They had Caesar. They controlled huge amounts of land and nations and people. They had no particular need for Messiah. They had no need for a king. And so maybe Pilate was exercising some authority. Maybe he was kind of flexing the Roman muscle to say, "You call him your king? Well, look how easily we can get rid of him. Look how much easily we can control him." Is it possible? Possible, you know, it could be. But no matter how we look at it, an innocent man has died. He's being punished, not for his own sin, but for the sin of everyone else for all time. Now, I don't say this to place blame on anyone, to make you feel guilty or to make you feel shame. There's no shame in the cross. The cross is a place of freedom. Think about it for a moment. The cross is a sign of freedom. It's not a sign of punishment. It's not a sign of shame. It's not something to induce guilt. Why do we wear our crosses? We wear them because it reminds us of the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross, a sacrifice he made for our freedom. Our sin, which is what keeps us from fully embracing the love of God in our lives and fully understanding what God has in store for us, our sin should be our death. Our sin should lead to our punishment. But the cross changes all that. The cross takes that guilt, it takes that shame, it takes that brokenness, and it takes it all away. The cross turns it from pain into joy. Joy because we are free from our sin when we realize that Jesus went to the cross for our sake. We didn't send him there. We didn't drive the nails into his hands. He accepted this role. He accepted this job and took our sin away from us before we even had to ask for it. It's all part of the grand plan to free the world from the influence of the devil and the sin in our lives. How we receive this freedom depends on how we respond to the cross. Jesus paid it all, and through his death we receive new life in him. And when we accept this new life through Jesus Christ, we receive freedom. Pilate was right. Jesus is the king. But he's not the king of the Jews. Well, he's not just the king of the Jews. He is the king of all the nations. He is the ruler of all the earth for all time. And as our king, he has made the ultimate sacrifice for his people. He died so that we may be free. Now you have to wonder how many kings, how many presidents, how many prime ministers in the world today would be willing to pay such a price for the freedom of their people. Not too many, I would think. Yet Jesus paid it all. We're all Canadian, and as such, we live by the laws put in place by our government, which is a good thing. Most of these laws make sense. Most of these laws are there to keep us safe. But as Christians, there's a whole other authority that we follow, one that is greater than our man-made laws. It is an authority which has powers far beyond what human laws can ever touch. This is an authority that speaks to the hearts of men and women and changes lives. This authority can heal broken lives. It can restore broken souls. This authority is from God and found in the person of Jesus Christ, his Son. And through him, we find freedom. Through him, we find new life. Will you celebrate this freedom as we walk through this week with Jesus to the cross and beyond? Will we be set free by him? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, what a gift you have given to us. You have offered your life in the place, you have offered your life in the place of our own. You've taken our shame and our guilt and placed it on your own shoulders. And by doing so, you have set us free. Jesus, we ask that you share with us the joy we can receive by understanding we no longer need to be slaves to our sin, and how we are free to receive your love poured out on the cross. Lord, may we live in this freedom with you, the Father and the Holy Spirit, for all of our days, on this earth and beyond. Jesus, we pray this in your most holy name. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening to Be Still and Know, a ministry of Carmen United Church in Sydney Mines. To learn more about our ministry, please visit our website, www.carmenunited.ca. May God bless you this day.